Blog Talk Radio.
It's 11 o'clock. How you doing? Welcome to Tom on the Radio, and thanks to all of our veterans. Thanks again, veterans. My father was one. Going on to the show, bada boom, here's a real man in the room, Steve Baxley. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to celebrate.
I find it hard to say Happy Memorial Day because it kind of defeats the purpose of what the day is all about. I mean,
yeah, that's the one thing I sort of have trouble with every time you see it on your TV screens or somebody comes up to you and says, Happy Memorial Day, you sort of say, okay, thank you, and then think, okay, this is the day that we that we salute those who have served and those that are still serving. That sort of makes you want to think. That sort of makes you want to think.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to say something like that, I would be comfortable in saying Happy Memorial Day weekend.
I would too.
But,
in fact, I'd be saying Happy Memorial Month, but that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing if it weren't for the ultimate sacrifice millions of troops have suffered over the years, and we should remember them every day, but there is a day that is specifically put up to remember our, like you said, living and gone on to veterans.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That's why
last night, it sort of hit me yesterday morning. It came to me, and so to those of you who are computer savvy or you love computers and you love those little pictures you make with the smiling cats,
the emoji?
Yes, and there is another name for it. So I like to say to those of you who love doing those things and love posting those things, Happy Meme Memorial Day.
I don't get it.
Well, since you know the cat, you know those little pictures of people create with little cat sad and
what
little caption that goes, oh bleep, it's Monday, and you got a picture of the cat crying. That's what they call a meme.
Okay. But it was probably made by somebody that doesn't have too much to do with their lives.
Yeah, but they're millionaires today. I mean, you can tell this seat's getting to me. So, happy Monday to all who remember the men and women who serve and who served and who gave their lives so that we can have our freedoms. We salute you in ways too numerable, yeah, I could talk, to mention.
Yes, you can.
Please note, we say this with love. We say this with respect. I'm getting my mouth fixed. No. a happy and prosperous and memorable day to you all.
I say amen to that. And with that, we go on with our show. Looks like the Golden State Warriors have returned from the dead and will eliminate the Oklahoma City Thunder in 7 games. And
yep.
The Penguins have gone up on the series 1-0 with a 3-2 win tonight. Once again, this is one of those nights where you are glad to have 2 TVs, and you crisscross and then you throw in Raw, so we had 3 things to watch with 2 TVs. How can that work? Well, we make it work, doggone it. But let's get to the elephant in the room, as they say. This one hurts. I mean, for OKC. I mean, they may ever get this close to an NBA title ever again. Because very simply, Kevin Durant may have played his last game for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And let's remember, next year, Russell Westbrook may sign for free agency. So your two best players may be gone in 2 years.
That's right, and I think that truck just took the Oklahoma City Thunder away.
I mean, I had the feeling at halftime, if it was under single digits, if it was in single digits, the Golden State Warriors are going to take them because they are a second-half team, and it proved me right.
Do you believe this? ABC has the ultimate, excuse me, pardon moi, mon ami, ESPN on ABC has the marquee matchup of all matchups for the NBA Finals.
Actually, it's a marquee rematch.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see the ratings for that one. If they schedule a game on Monday night, I think Vince McMahon's going to have somebody change his Depends.
Especially if they throw up the kind of card that they threw up tonight. I mean, I would have to have both my TVs on the NBA Finals if it was on Monday night.
That's right.
I don't think it's on Monday night. I know game one is Thursday night. And I don't know the other games are going to be. I know they're all on ABC.
But can you believe it? The Cleveland Cavaliers with King LeBron taking on Prince Curry. Oh boy, this is going to be scrumptious.
Yes, and I'm thinking also as a part of the telecast, the current coolest man in the NBA. Remember, Dwayne Wade did this thing last year. He might do it again this year. Let's remember, Dwayne Wade is the coolest man in the room. I mean, he's cooler than a penguin in Speedo.
I love that commercial. I can't help it.
I mean, he's cooler than a Yeti eating frozen spaghetti.
I can dig it.
I'll tell you, I wonder, is this the same ad agency that Gatorade uses, the same one that State Farm Insurance uses?
Hmm.
I mean, those two of the funniest commercials. You never get tired of seeing it. I mean, the Hoopers are classics. They're funny as hell. And now the Dwayne Wade and Iceman George Gervin with their commercials. I can watch it back to back to back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But getting back to the... Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I just cannot wait to see game one. That game is going to be, to quote the Bard, Jim Ross, a slobber knocker.
Yeah, that's right. And to get the entertainment part of the Thursday night kit started, Jimmy Kimmel's going to have Mariah Carey on as his guest. So the ratings of that show should be through the roof.
With Mariah Carey, everything is through the roof. Anyway.
Hey, you person. But you're right.
Okay.
Yes, they got what ABC got what it wanted. Cleveland Channel 5 got what it wanted. That's the ABC affiliate in Cleveland. And everything.
Dude, Tom, think about this.
What? What?
Think about this.
What?
Cleveland versus Golden State. If Cleveland wins, the police are going to be asking for double pay. Because you know what's happening in Cleveland.
They would get it. Let's break it down here.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavaliers are in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Even the minor league hockey team, the Loch Ness, the Lake Erie Monsters, are in the College Cup Finals. The Indians were in third place until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They even have a UFC champion out of Cleveland. And if you want to kind of throw some sports entertainment into the mix, the Miz is from Cleveland. He's the Intercontinental Champion. So Cleveland could be called the City of Champions, but we're reaching here.
Oh, yeah.
The one that they now want is four wins away.
I'm going to just make it early. This is going to go full plate, all seven games.
And imagine, Steve, ABC had the very real possibility of having OKC and Toronto in the finals, which would have tanked in the ratings. To go from tragedy to triumph in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Who says a God, a broadcast God?
it's going to be a wild NBA Finals.
And I think it will go, like you said, full plate, seven games. I can't say who's going to win. It might go game seven. It might go into the fourth quarter of the seventh game.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pick'em. If Vegas Sportsbooks even tries to figure out who's going to win, they may be losing a little bit of dough, and I'm just being generous.
Not the kind of dough bookies lost with Leicester City, but a fair amount of change. And ABC would have lost a ton of money if it was OKC in Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, boy. They would have been going, is it too late to restart our sports division?
Can we bring back Wide World of Sports?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, it is ABC Sports because it's owned by the same company, but it's not the same as having your own dedicated sports department when you have to piggyback off of an existing network.
This is true. And sometime this week, I'm going to do me a little artwork that will showcase my point that if they would have left things alone, we still be hearing the dulcet tones of ABC Sports Championship Television.
Yeah.
I congratulate ABC, and I congratulate the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, granted, the game is not over, and OKC is trying to make one last push, but you don't lay down being up three games to one and think that your game five is in your other team's barn and you can just lay and say we got game six at OKC and then lose that game. And then you think you're going to win game seven at that same barn.
Yeah, let's go back a little bit to a team that was very much...
Hey, Steve, I'm glad you didn't say you're going back into a bygone era. Then I don't have to worry about you.
No, this one was in the... Let's go back to where the Lakers were kings. And they were taking on the Detroit Pistons.
Even when the Kings were kings. Talking about the LA Kings. Talking about Sacramento when they were good.
Yeah. Now Sacramento wishes they were in Seattle. But let's remember when the Lakers, especially when James Kimmel said that the Lakers were going to burn the city of Detroit down. They were up 3-1. I wonder what happened. Oh, yeah. The Pistons blew up the Lakers and won. So the lesson for OKC is don't go bragging, because look what happened
game
to the Lakers.
In a seven-game series is the toughest one to win. And when you have the chance, when you have 3 chances to win one game and you don't do it, that affects you the rest of your life.
And now the Lakers are starting square one all over again.
I think they're lower than square one. I think they got a head coach that can't do anything until this final series is over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're already behind the 8-ball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the days of going to L.A. just because it's L.A. are over.
Yep.
Teams, guys want to win.
So you'll either see them going to Golden State or Cleveland or somewhere else. But again, to Oklahoma City, again, keep the bragging in the house, because you never know what's going to happen.
I wouldn't keep it in the house, Steve, because these days on social media, it will come out. All I'm going to say is you don't let the champions have life.
That's right.
They should have taken them out in game 5.
That's right, but they just lost gas, and then all of a sudden, look what happened.
They never had gas.
And then game 6 happens. The first quarter, Oklahoma attacked, left Steph Curry in the dust, and then all of a sudden, damn.
The dam broke.
That's right. And when that happened,
Clay went nuts and Steph caught up, and the team went on their backs and won game 6. You see what's happening in game 7.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you, if the Golden State Warriors win this time, they win the championship, I think it's going to trump last year's because of the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Because of 73 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And them overcoming adversity not once, not twice, but 3 times.
That's true.
That's championship material to me. And Cleveland's going to have to bring it. They're going to have to bring him. LeBron's going to have to play the game of his life. He's going to have more help than he had previously. I mean, K. Love's going to have to do something than chomp chicken nuggets. Or Kevin Garnett, mile high nuggets. Kyrie Irving is going to have to give some great support to LeBron. Because they are playing a superior team that has home court advantage.
Indeed. Indeed. And LeBron James learned his lesson the last time these two teams met. And I think this is going to be a very different Cleveland Cavaliers team. But
one, I think it's a better team. I think it's a better team than last year's team. So you're right. I think LeBron will keep his mouth shut. He'll say the PC things. He'll let his do the talking and see what happens.
And on game 7, the last minute, that will tell the tale.
I don't know if it's going to go last minute, but it's going to go 7. It's just two equally matched teams.
This
and I'll be surprised. I'll be surprised if it doesn't go 7.
I will just say this. May the best team win. I mean, there's no way anyone can choose because both teams have fought hard, fought strong, fought adversity to be where they're at
right now. It's official. It's gone final. Golden State Warriors have gone on to meet the Cleveland Cavaliers like we didn't know already, but it's now official. Yep. And now the fun begins if you're an OKC fan. They're gonna obviously offer Kevin Durant a max deal. But does he really want to stay in OKC? I mean, the Lakers got a contract with his name on it. And I think there's going to be some changes on this Oklahoma City Thunder team. And
you
might be talking major changes.
A shuffling of the deck.
It can't be any more major than last year when you fire your coach. But it's going to be pretty close. I mean, your dynamics, the team dynamics is going to change. How fans perceive the team is going to change. I mean, they're going to be chokers, I'm not going to say for life, but for the next few years.
What Oklahoma has to do, if they want to join the elite in the finals, if they want to make it up there, they may have to lose some dead weight and get some more younger, stronger pieces that will complement whoever their captain is going to be and will create such a team that next season they're going to be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's going to, for example, I don't know who's going to have to do a bigger rebuilding job. OKC or Houston Rockets?
Ooh. I'd say give Oklahoma City by an edge.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. The fan base for these two teams is immense. They're great fans in both cities, but it just comes down to championship pedigree. It comes down to we've been there before. We're down 1-3. So what? They still got to win the fourth game. And as long as you got Klay Thompson and Steph Curry in your backcourt, and you got some complimentary parts on your team, the Warriors will never be out of any game. That means especially a closeout game.
I agree.
So congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Congratulations to ABC. Congratulations to the city of Cleveland.
And by the way, the folks at TNT are going fishing, but not Craig Sager. No, Mr. Sager, you got another mission to do with the Peacock.
Oh, that's great. What is
right.
he going to Reno?
That's right. Craig Sager will be doing sideline reporting for NBC's coverage of Olympic basketball during the Olympics in Rio.
That made my night to hear that, Steve. Thank you for sharing that. And I mean, we're all Sager strong, and he could be no better example that you fight to the end than Craig Sager. And he's also getting the Jimmy V Award at the ESPYs this year, hosted by John Cena.
And on ABC.
I will watch it this year. I didn't watch it last year, but on purpose. I still cannot believe they had the audacity of giving a made-up Bruce Jenner an award.
Yeah, well, as they say, that ship has sailed beyond further. And
It just shows where we come to in a year, from audacity to applause.
Courage. True courage. And to Craig Sager, good luck in Rio. And let's put it this way. It'll feel like another day in the office for Sager. As you know, he is the dean of sharp-dressed sideline reporters.
I just hope those knuckleheads at the Olympics... I just hope those knuckleheads at the Olympics don't tone down Sager's wardrobe. Cause that's part of me.
That's right. You mess with the Sag, you mess with America, baby.
That is great. I am so happy that he got that assignment, and kudos to NBC. Now let's for the last 10 or 15 minutes we have. John Cena came back to the WWE. He got bushwhacked and beat up by AJ Styles and his two best friends. And that creates a rivalry that will probably be either consummated at Money in the Bank or SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
But you're starting to see the first cracks of the Stephanie and Shane era that might consummate at SummerSlam.
I'm going to say yes, but a hesitant one, because don't forget, there is the Raw SmackDown draft coming up.
Oh, and speaking of those two entities, two major announcements were made. SmackDown is going live starting July the 19th on the USA Network. And secondly, they will be split brands once again.
Oh, boy.
All I'm going to say to that is I hope Enzo and Cass are still at Raw, because I like to keep saying, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys, I mean, their predictability is still exciting.
I agree.
I mean, you know what they want to say every time they step out, but it's still exciting to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come up with those nice put downs they do. They're funny. And they can also be a cohesive tag team. I mean, they gave the Dudleys a good run.
Yes. I agree.
My opinion, the Dudleys are still the best tag team in the world.
That's right. I won't be surprised, but I will be shocked if Bubba Ray's main squeeze goes to the women's portion of Raw.
I mean, yep, there are more opportunities. Velvet Sky, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the last time we saw Velvet Sky was the last time I saw Velvet Sky was when she gave the cold water bath to her main squeeze, Bubba Ray Dudley, during the ice bucket challenge a few years ago.
Insert joke here.
All right, now, I mean, this is that's the problem with the WWE, unlike a problem with this show. They have to keep it PG. I don't. Damn it.
That's right. But I salute them anyways for the effort for charity. I salute them.
Yeah, I salute them. They're still together.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got the lucky
card.
He got the lucky card. I'll say that.
Yes, he did. And in Yankees, I wouldn't be surprised if Velvet Sky doesn't appear at least on the NXT roster.
That'd be nice. That would be nice.
I'll tell you, Vince McMahon is one sharp, shady character. I mean, look at what he did with NXT. I mean, NXT is not only the developmental arm for the WWE, but it's also the quickest way to get to the WWE.
That's true.
I mean, look at Enzo and Cass. I mean, they were in NXT for a long time. They got the chance to go to the big show, and they're taking off.
Yes.
And oh, by the way, Steve, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I don't see. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Okay. I don't know who says it better, Enzo or Wendy Williams. How you doing?
Cat Enzo's got it good, but you still got to give it to Wendy.
Oh, definitely. Because she gives it to you. She gives it to you straight up, no chaser.
That's right. And she does it with both barrels.
And she got two big barrels. Anyway. Oh, yeah. And he got one hell of a rock in his hand, too. So his husband must love him some Wendy.
I'm going to say it. Raw was good.
I still say it was okay. I mean, but consider what day it was. I think you're right. I will give it a good. I mean, it's very hard once a year, every year, to do a Memorial Day version of Raw, and keep it in their eyes relevant, because you still have to respect your audience, not just on the live side, but on the TV side. Yeah, and I think they did a great job at the top of the show saluting their veterans.
Indeed,
our veterans, everybody's veteran.
Mm-hmm. Salute.
Salute. So, in my case, double salute.
Mm-hmm.
But on to the entertainment portion of our conversation in the few minutes we have left. I can't wait until June the 23rd. I can't wait because that's Sunday night, if my memory serves me correctly. Oh, it is the 26th, I think it is. Yeah, the 26th. I can't wait for that day because that's the day the ABC Fun and Games comes on.
Yes.
And this year it's going to be more games than fun. They start off with Celebrity Family Feud, which was the smash hit of the summer last year. Then you got two rookie contenders, the $100,000 pyramid hosted by Michael Strahan. And then you got the new match game.
By the way, I just heard Kelly Ripa cry. Anyway, continue.
No, I Michael Strahan is saying, there you go, bitch.
But the one show I am dying to see.
It starts off with get ready to max the stars.
Yes. And Alec Baldwin as host. Now I know there can be no way possible for anyone to top Gene Rayburn. I mean, hell, TBS tried with Norm Macdonald on a pilot of Match Game that never aired, and we
wonder why.
But with Alec Baldwin, when his name was announced, that sent shockwaves. This will be his first try as a game show host. I hope to hell he don't blow it.
I know, because I think Match Game is right up his alley.
Indeed.
And then you have the thing that makes these three games successful, potentially, will be the guests that they get.
Yep.
You gotta have your A-listers, but you also gotta have your regulars.
That's right.
I mean, it would be funny if the $100,000 pyramid had Kelly Ripa as one of the guests. That would be funny.
Ooh. It'd make ABC quite a bit.
I got the feeling they're keeping the names of the guest celebrities a well-guarded secret until they have to.
That's true. And by the way, one more game show hosted by, his last name is Anderson. He does Black-ish. Anthony Anderson, I do believe.
To tell the truth.
That's right. With Betty White.
But where are they going to put this? Are they going to put it on Thursday nights?
I think so. I'm not certain, but I think so.
I know BattleBots will be premiering on the 23rd, which is a Thursday night. And I love BattleBots.
I think
I wouldn't be surprised if BattleBots precedes To Tell the Truth. And that's what I mean, Steve, when I say you not only have to have the host, you got to have the panel. You got to have celebrities that get it. And Betty White gets it.
That's right. And if all these are successful, you think maybe ABC could convince Fremantle Media to bring on some others?
Long as it's not 21.
Oh, God, no. Lord, no.
Even the reincarnation a lifetime ago with Maury Povich was a bomb.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell how that show was going when Maury would start the question with, "Are you the father?"
Oh, by the way, let's congratulate Maury. I mean, this last rating book, which was the May rating book, coincidentally, was his 3,000th episode.
Not bad for a 115-year-old guy.
I completely agree, but he's still married to Connie Chung, so hey, he must be doing something right.
Yep. Could you imagine?
Oh, by the way, did you know his real name is Maurice Richard Povich?
Oh Lord.
Really? Really?
Wow. Maurice Richard Povich.
Yes, his father is